Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Nashville, Tennessee on November 3rd. And be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian show you how to keep your French fries from going bad. This will change your life. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Andre from downtown Orlando, Florida.
Downtown Orlando?
Yes, sir.
I have been to downtown Orlando. What do you do there?
I'm a U.S. history teacher for high school.
Oh, I see. And how do you find the students are enjoying American history?
They think it's less divisive than the present. Some of them are registering to vote this week, so it's pretty exciting.
Nice. It is pretty exciting. And
they think it's less divisive than the present. Did you just skip the Civil War?
I gotta say, I mean, Jefferson Davis, he's a traitor. Didn't say he wanted to date his own daughter, though. I mean, welcome to the show, Andre. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Here is your first limerick.
We will eat in. I honored her veto. Here's that hum like a plus-sized mosquito. Rice, beans, and guac in an airborne attack. A drone will drop off my...
Oh, man.
Rice, beans, and guac is a clue?
Oh, burrito.
Burrito, yes.
Yes, it is.
College students tend to get kind of fat and lazy, and Chipotle and Google's Project Wim have come up with a way to help them along in both those goals. They're dropping burritos from the sky. This week, burrito delivery drones took flight over Virginia Tech in a top secret experiment. I guess it isn't top secret because we made up a limerick about it. The burritos come from Chipotle food trucks located on campus to students who order them from special kiosks. It's both a terrifying vision of our future and every stoned sophomore's dream come true.
So you have to leave your room to go to a place to order a burrito and then go back to your room
and then you look up to the sky.
And you go like this.
And it would be like the helicopters in Apocalypse Now. It's like dun da 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 da. Except it's drones bringing payloads of burritos.
And since it's Chipotle, the napalm will be coming out of you the next morning.
Exactly.
I do not like the smell of that in the morning.
All right, here is your next limerick.
Our main course is spicy and daring, so our weed shouldn't be overbearing. If the restaurant's fine, they will recommend wine along with a cannabis
pairing.
Yes, a pairing. A cannabis pairing. Next time you go to Taco Bell, don't be surprised if a guy in a tuxedo suggests different doobies to smoke with your chalupa. This week, Bloomberg News reported on the Tricombe Institute in Denver, one of the few schools training pot sommelier. Like a wine sommelier, these people work with chefs to take the fun out of getting messed up by making it all fancy. So one suggested menu that was created by the pot sommelier, this is real, a ribeye steak with chili relleno, a 2013 Malbec, and a pot strain called Gorilla Glue.
It should be like, hey, here's like this purple kush and a bag of cheddar sour cream Ruffles.
Exactly.
Because you don't care.
It's delicious.
It doesn't matter.
That's the thing. It's like...
here's a Mountain Dew and just sit in the corner and eat this.
I also like...
Now you're starving.
Instead of asking the sommelier what year the weed is, they'll go, what year is it like now? and where am I? And who are you?
Here... Andre, is your last limerick.
All right.
In prison, that human enclosure, I've gotten religious exposure. I have seen the appeal of a specialized meal. I've converted so I can keep...
My composure? I'm stumped.
Well, the key word is religious.
Oh, I have nothing. I'm sorry.
It's kosher.
kosher.
Kosher. So well, you would, keep kosher. You wouldn't know. I mean, how many Jews can there be in Florida?
Really?
You shouldn't expect a miracle.
Yeah, this for my son's history teacher.
Great news for rabbis worried about declining attendance at synagogue. Judaism is one of the world's fastest growing religions in Scottish prisons. They don't want to like study the Torah. It's the food. Prisons are required to honor the religious diets of inmates, so kosher inmates eat like kings. So people say, I'm Jewish now. Because seriously, where else but prison would gefilte fish be the preferred option?
I mean, haggis does sound like a Yiddish word, so.
Yeah, that's true. Is haggis kosher?
Is haggis, oh God, no.
No, yeah. Haggis is barely food. Yeah. So.
It does sound like, you're right, it sounds Yiddish, like, oh, enough with this haggis.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy I have haggis.
I was so tired, I could haggis.
It's like the Smurf of really Yiddish.
Bill, how did Andre do in our quiz?
I think he got two right. You can go back to class, Andre.
Congratulations, Andre. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.